Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined by Dale Sidebottom. Now, Dale is the founder of Energetic Education, and Dale's background is he was a PE teacher, he became a personal trainer, and now he bases most of his business around the idea of play. And I think as adults, we don't really get to play as we were as kids. You know, we don't really play rock, paper, scissors, and we don't play games with each other. And in this episode, Dale and I talk a lot about the importance of play, especially when building communities and building relationships with people and just as humans and enjoying fun and enjoying life. Now, the Max and the Maxine Challenge is just partnered up with Dale, and we are going to introduce the Max and Maxine Challenge retreats in Bali. So towards the end of the episode, we talk all about the retreat and how he founded his retreat and then what you can expect if you're going to join us in the retreat in 2020. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. Today, I'm joined with Dale Sidebottom from Energetic Education. Dale, welcome to the podcast.
Steve, thank you so much, mate. Really excited to be here. I'm stoked to be on the other end of the microphone.
Mate, I know that you run your own podcast. You're a busy man with lots of businesses. But would you like to start by introducing yourself and letting us know, you know, what you do and maybe what is Energetic Education?
Yeah, cool. So for me, I grew up in country Victoria, and it was all about, you know, I played cricket, footy. It was all about just running around. We live on the river. So life for me growing up was just all about play and fun and just getting around there and things like that. And then I became a PE teacher. I really enjoyed that aspect. I love the education. I love sports. So I went into there. And what I found was that after teaching for a while, I also became a personal trainer. And I was training in the mornings. I was running boot camps, PT sessions. Then I was working all day. I was doing it at night. And life just got a bit crazy. And one thing I found that I forgot to play. I was forgetting to play. So I found a way to incorporate fitness, movement, and play all together. And not only was that beneficial for my students in my PE lessons, and that was sort of like test dummies, but then I found a way to incorporate that into my boot camps. And that's when it all sort of hit off. And from there, Energetic Education was born. And basically, it was a mixture of boot camp, mixture of PE lessons, mixture of learning in the classroom. And it just all came together. Because my thing, Steve, is if you're having fun, if you're moving and learning at the same time, that's when the magic happens. And for me, that was how Energetic Education was born.
Wow. I love the idea of incorporating play. And I think some of my fondest memories as like a child and then even as a young adult were group environments where we did really like silly like leadership games, and you know, you leave all sweaty and hot, and you know, the point of the game might have been to try to like steal a tag out of someone's like paddle or something like that. Is that kind of like what you would do, like those kind of like team building games, or is it more of like a boot camp environment and you're trying to, you know, go head to head with each other? Like, what do you mean by like the boot camp and play?
I suppose it really depends on the different environment. So when I'm running a boot camp session, I will always start with some form of play. And that's basically just for people to, when you're really playing, so even like you were saying, you're chasing tags or cones or whatever, you're in the moment, you are so present, it's not funny. So I call it play-based mindfulness. And for some reason, the older we get, the less we play. Whereas if you look around a primary school, they're the happiest kids you'll ever see because they don't have a worry in the world. They're not worried about their mortgage, their kids, their jobs, anything like that. They are simply playing and having fun. So for me, at a boot camp session or a fitness session, if adults can come and you can start with the first 5 or 10 minutes and you can make it so they just forget about everything, that they lose all inhibitions of everything going on in their life, and they are so present, that is such a powerful way to do it. And then if you can do it by incorporating some form of movement, it becomes really powerful. And that's something that people can't get in any other area of their life. You know, as we get older, the play reduces. So if it's a boot camp situation, it might be like a full body game of paper, scissors, rock, where you do 3 squats and then you jump and you do either paper, scissors, rock. Well, then I've created about another 150 like that for boot camps. But then if I'm going into a school situation or in a corporate group, then it's all just about breaking down barriers and allowing vulnerability to sort of shine through. And you can do that through games. Not only that, it's this thing of building human connection. And if you look at society today, and don't get me wrong, I love social media, I love devices, I'm on them all the time, but we've never been more connected, but so socially disconnected. And what that means is basically we've got all these fake likes and fake things on Instagram and things like that, but we don't have the human connection. So when you allow adults to go into this situation and play, be present, and just allow themselves to get that social interaction, it is amazing what happens. And just within 10 minutes of a group sitting down, because I always walk into a new environment, and what do? If we're bored, we don't allow ourselves to be bored. We get our phone out, Steve. Mm-hmm. So that's what people do. It's their safety blanket. So after 10 minutes, people are just, they're doing things they haven't done in a long time, and it's magic to see. And for me, that is play, and it can be used in any situation.
Mm, fascinating. A little story time. I have this memory of when I was in Bali, right? And I was backpacking at the time, and I was at this little hostel, and I was backpacking by myself, and the hostel was right on the beach. And I remember these two guys, they were playing with a frisbee on the beach, right? And I kind of just like went out and sat on the beach, and I was watching them, and they kind of like gave me a little wave. You know, there's nobody really around, and I kind of joined in with them playing frisbee. And I ended up like hanging out with these two guys and had like a most amazing day, and all started from a game of frisbee. And I think you're right, where at the moment as adults, it's really hard to kind of make friends, and it's really hard to kind of interact with people. You know, it's really easy to send a friends request to somebody, but to actually have that face-to-face play is, you know, kind of gone in our society. And, you know, do you think that's why adults don't play anymore? Or do you think there's another reason why we don't do that?
I just think that we're busy, you know, and I know saying we're busy is an excuse or whatever, but realistically, our lives are crazy. And for some reason, we make ourselves busier than what we are. And with things like Netflix, Stan, you know, social media, the internet, don't get me wrong, as I said before, it's amazing, but we're never in a situation where we have to think for ourselves that, all right, what could I do? What could I go outside? What game could I create? How could I play some with somebody? Because if we are bored, we get our device out, or we sit on Netflix and scan for 2 hours and don't end up watching anything. We just scan through it, and then we're tired from that. Then we'll go to bed or whatever like that. So for me, I think it's just the way we're growing up that when we do play, we love it, but it's more of a, it's just easier to sit on the couch, get our phone out, get our computer out, or start flicking through one of the many applications that we can today. So I don't think that as adults, we're going away from play. It's just that we've got all these other distractions that are taking away the memories. And because we haven't felt what play is for such a long time, Steve, that we just remember what Netflix is like or the series we're up to. Whereas if you come to a workshop or if you go to a retreat or you're actually in the moment playing, or you come to a boot camp or wherever it is and you play a simple game, the more you can do that. And that's why I say just 10 minutes a day, Steve, if you can give up 10 minutes a day at work, get up, play some game, make a game up, pick up a piece of paper and throw it in the bin. Who can get in first 5 times? Done. Do that once a day with somebody, then you will remember what it feels like, and it'll bring back memories of your childhood. Like I just said before, when kids are on a playground, they are in the moment, they're having fun, they're smiling, they're laughing. That's what we need in our day, because if you're at work, if you're doing fitness, wherever you are, if you're enjoying it and you're having fun, you're going to want to do more of that.
Yeah. I love that example of just a simple paper toss game. And that example is really interesting because there's like that game on your phone, the paper toss game.
It is.
We can have a physical game in front of us where we've got a bin and a piece of paper, but then we can recreate it on an app.
Correct.
But, you know, other than a paper toss game, like, do you have any other simple ideas that someone could try if they wanted to start incorporating play, you know, like you said, Dale, for, you know, 10 minutes a day? Like, what's a beginner step someone could take to, you know, reintroduce play into their life?
Yeah, some really simple ones. Like I just said before, I think Paper, Scissors, Rock is the ultimate of ultimate games. And I think I've created about 20 different variations of it. And very simple activity. You can just play something like Paper, Scissors, Rock Leader, where we'd rock up and we'd play Paper, Scissors, Rock, Steve. Whoever wins, you're the winner, so you'd keep going on. You're never a loser, though. So instead of being a loser, if you've got a group, I'd become a cheerer. So I'd be going, go, Steve, go. And then you'd go and play somebody else. And by the end, there's two people playing off, everybody's cheering. Or there's another variation where if you've got a group of 3 or 4 players, it play Paper, Scissors, Rock, and you all start as eggs. Now, if you're an egg, you can only play an egg. Yes. If you win, you become a chicken, all right? And you keep working your way up. Now, that's called evolution. And if you want to check out some of these games, it's probably easier to view them. If you go to my YouTube channel, Dale Sidebottom, I think I've got about 20 or 30 of these that I've done at conferences, retreats, workshops, seminars. Go and check one of those out. And a lot of the time, it's just about trialing something. And I don't know what will work in your office, Steve. I don't know what will work around in boot camp, fitness sessions, wherever you are. I don't know what will work. But the thing is, try something. Because even if it doesn't work, you're still laughing. And it's a different experience. And that's the power. Laughter equals fun. Fun equals enjoyment. And that's what we want. So Paper, Scissors, Rock, everybody knows it. So that's probably why I'd recommend starting with that one, buddy.
I think it's such a low skill thing, right? I mean, you just got a paper, scissors, or a rock, and then all those branches off of like a dragon and everything. Right? But, you know, like going back to maybe a group environment, we have quite a few challenges within our challenge that meet up together and they would go and run a boot camp. And, you know, sometimes that can be quite maybe intimidating to meet someone who you met online face to face and do like a workout together. You know, let's say if a group of five people came together, they didn't know each other. What's a way that they could build a bond and a relationship after they do like a paper, scissors, rock game? You know, what can they take from there to continue their play experience?
Yeah, so, and that's one thing that I'm really passionate about. And for me, I've created, I think, about 650 play-based fitness games now. And that's where I'll use like any board games, Monopoly, Cluedo, Snakes and Ladders, Uno, all these, we've made them into fitness-based games. So once you start with something fun like paper, scissors, rock or something like that, then we've created actual fitness-based games so that you are still getting a workout in. But again, you become so present as play-based mindfulness with fitness because you forget what you're actually doing. And for people, if that doesn't quite make sense, you can go to energetic.education. That's my website. If you click on the resources tab there, Steve, if you scroll down the page, there are 10 of these games for free. All right. And click there, sign up, print them out. I think there's even ones like Tinder Fitness. That's one that's always a bit of a laugh. You have a swipe right or swipe left to a workout that you want to do. All right. And straight away, they're probably workouts that, you know, you're already doing. But because it's game-based, there's points involved. It's fun, right? It gives you decisions. Instead of just doing an AMRAP or just doing a Tabata circuit, you know, don't get me wrong, they have a place, but after a while it becomes boring. And like I said, you need to have fun, all right? And if you want all the evidence and backing and research on that, my main website is fitnessgamezone.com. If you go on there, it explains all these games, it explains how to work them, and those 10 free ones you've just got, you can actually implement them into a catch-up, all right? Because particularly when people, Steve, you know, you're meeting for the first time, people are nervous, all right? How do we break down nerves? How do we show a different side of ourselves? We do that through play, all right? And that's why if you can incorporate that into a meetup, not only will your bonds be amazing, but you're going to have a really powerful experience, and that's going to really propel that friendship. So after the challenge, you might go and sign up at a gym. You might keep doing a regular session together, all right? Just because that first encounter was so powerful.
That's so cool. I was looking at another one of your applications, Juga. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah. I think it's Juga. It means play in Spanish.
I had a feeling it was Spanish and you'd pronounce the J as Juga, but is Juga like an app based with lots of games that you suggested? Is that what it is? Or is that something a little bit different?
So on the Juga website, it's juga.life. You can go and it's a free app. You can go and download and it sort of explains a little bit about it. But basically this was my journey and I went to a really low point in my life. And I found that by starting the day with three simple questions. So first thing you do when you get up in the morning, and this is what this app does, it is all free. What am I looking forward to today? So you set intentions for something positive for the day, right? It's always important to highlight the good things we've got coming up. The second question is, what might challenge me today? And I think that's really important because then you can identify it and you can figure out, all right, how am I going to tackle it so it doesn't wreck my day? And you can figure out an action plan to get that. And then the last one is, and I'm really big in kindness and making somebody else's day better. So the last one is what form of kindness or giving can I do today to make somebody else's day better? So you start your day off and then you go about it and then you finish off your day, all right? And it's really simple. It's about reflecting. And I'm a big believer, don't just have goals once a year. Have goals every day. So what was the biggest win I had today or a couple of things I'm grateful for, all right? What form of play did I do today and how did it make me feel? And then the last one is, what did I learn today? Because every day is an opportunity to learn. So that is an app that basically, it's like a journal. For me, I used to do a lot of journaling. And whenever I want to, I'm like, that's too hard to journal. I want to do an app. So I think back in the day, I had like 35 apps. Steve, I got a little bit crazy and made heaps of them. There's another one like that. It's called FitBreak. And that's got about 300 of those simple games I was telling you could go and check out. But that's another site for another day. But basically, Juga means play every day. And I believe if you've got some form of play, movement, gratitude, and kindness, you're going to have a better day than not. So that app was just basically me creating something personal for myself. And it's ended up turning into probably one of the biggest things I do now, which is really powerful. Thousands of people around the world are using that app every day, which is just amazing, mate. It makes me smile when I know that I created that for myself.
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to have to download it and spread the word for you as well.
Thanks, man.
I want to talk about this retreat, and I kind of made it a very soft launch to our community where we're talking about how we're going to partner in the first Max and Maxine Challenge retreat in 2020. And The retreat is based off a lot of what you run at the moment, which is FHL retreats. Is that correct? Would you like to give us a little bit of an overview of where FHL started, where you got that idea from, and then what it's turned into now?
Yeah, of course. And really excited to be partnering up. I know we've spoken a lot about you, Stephen. Been a lot of planning going into it, mate. But really exciting that you can finish off your challenge and connect on such an amazing place in Bali. So for me, this all started each winter in Melbourne, obviously, mate. You know what it's like. It's pretty rough. So we'd always escape for a week or two to Bali. And I was like, each time I go over there, I'm in really good shape. You know, you get yourself peak position. And then after about 3 days, you stop going to the gym, you're overeating, you're drinking every day, and you end up coming back and you need a holiday. So I was over there, I'm like, how about I still get this holiday, but then I can make an experience where people are all together, we eat right, we train right, and we still have a good time. So FHL stands for fitness, health, lifestyle. And that's really important. So you get the fitness in, you're really important with the health, but then also the lifestyle aspect. So a lot of retreats I researched and looked at, like there was no alcohol. There was nothing. It was like, it was all based around, you know, just eating and exercising. I'm like, well, I want the full package. So if you train hard in the morning, if you look after your diet, then you can have a couple of drinks a night and you can enjoy yourself. And what we found was that I partnered up with Jason Tate and Buddy, who run Firm Butts Fitness in Port Melbourne, and also Bryce, who runs all the F45s over in Bali. And the four of us have created this brand, and we've been going 3 years now. We've run four retreats. And basically what it is it's a week, 7 nights in Bali where you get up every morning, you train, every meal is catered for. We've got chefs that come in. We're all in one retreat. And it is amazing. We go and do fitness. We go and do things like axe throwing. We do hikes. We go surfing. So everything is catered for. And we're doing two or three sessions a day, yoga, meditation. We get guest speakers in. But the big thing for me, Sam, what is so powerful is that you are around people. We set daily challenges. And because you're in this amazing spot, and particularly when our Max and Maxine's challenge comes, you're at peak position because you've done 12 weeks and you're feeling great about yourself. That is your body. What we really do though, and we find the biggest results is, it is what people experience, you know, breaking down barriers, vulnerability, allowing yourself just to reflect on amazing 12 weeks of what you've been able to achieve, but then also reflecting around other people. And because people come from all different walks of life, the connections and the friendships that are made because you spend every second together. All right, then you can go off and do different things, but there's no TV. There's nothing like that. So like we just said, each night we'll play board games or we'll play some form of game. We talk around the table, you know, and these are things that we just don't do in our busy lives. So what it does, it allows you just to stop, recharge, connect with like-minded absolute champions in paradise. And as I said, we've done four. Each one has given me a different experience because the different people provide that. And what we do is we just sort of give the framework, and then it's really up to the participants where the retreat goes. And each one's been amazing. Each one we've caught up afterwards. People become friends. They go to their weddings. It's crazy. And so I am stoked to be able to team up with you guys to offer that to all your amazing clients, because at the end of such a rewarding challenge, you know, 12 weeks of, you know, eating right, training, doing everything right, what better way to celebrate than other people who have gone through the same situation as you?
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, sitting back and watching the challenge as the coach, I see a lot of people meeting online and they might start messaging each other, and then, you know, they'll start tagging each other in Instagram posts, and then they'll start talking to each other on the forum threads that we have and such. And, you know, when I go and speak to these people, they get really excited because they go, oh, I'm going to fly to Queensland and meet up with Sally. And, oh, I'm actually going to catch up with Bob and, you know, go for a coffee. And it's exciting for me to see that an online community was able to get a physical relationship. And even now, after this soft launch of the retreat, people were messaging me saying, oh, I'm so excited because, you know, our Facebook group are going to go to the retreat together and we're going to finally be able to meet each other. So I'm excited to be on the opportunity, and I'm going to be there with everybody, and, you know, you're going to come along as well, right?
Yeah. So we'll all be there together. And I think that's the beauty of creating the challenge like you have. It's a really powerful thing when you find like-minded people, and as well, you can work together to something, you know. But what better way to celebrate that than meet up in person and connect for 7 days, you know, have no distractions of work or anything else like that, and just really allow yourself to connect, make these lifelong friends that you already have something in common with. And I am stoked for it as well. It'll be for me personally, and Tegan will come over and we'll run it with you guys. It's just going to be a really powerful experience, and sharing as well as that, I'm going to be learning off you guys. I'm going to be learning off all participants. And I think that's the best thing. Every day is an opportunity to learn, grow and develop. And the friendships that we make on these retreats, I just love it. Even though it is work for me, I think I've got the best job in the world, because get to do it in paradise, get to go over to Bali, and we've got these amazing retreats, backs onto rice fields. Like, it is unbelievable. So if you are thinking about it, find a couple of people in the challenge and start planning towards it. You know, one of the best things you can always do, Steve, is have a holiday locked in, right? And particularly in the colder months in Australia, have something locked in that you can be excited about, and do that with somebody that you've just met before. That is, why not buy for Christmas? What an absolute treat.
Yeah. Well, picturing it now, like, we're going to have this retreat at the end of the challenge. And if we sign up at the very start of the challenge, week one, week two, that's going to be the big goal at the end of the challenge. You can't give up a week six because you've got the retreat in 6 weeks. You can't give up a week nine, can't give up a week 11. You've got to get through the challenge because the retreat's coming up. And we can look at it as a reward, and probably a good reward, because we're balancing the fitness, the health and the lifestyle, FHL. And we're in amazing shape. We're feeling very high energy and we're in paradise, like you said. Now, I'm getting asked this a lot. Where is the retreat? You said it backs into rice fields. What part of Bali is it in?
Yeah, so it's just in between Seminyak and Canggu. So if you are familiar with Bali, then that is the peak area that you'd like to be. And why we have it sort of in between those two is that we need quite a large area if we're going to have 20 to 30 people at this retreat. And that's what it does. The villa we hosted at, it's got two huge pools. It's got different areas where we'll do it all. Everybody's got their own room. It's just an amazing spot. So, and again, like people said, when we've done it, there's drivers there as well. And there is downtime. So it's not just all fitness. It's not just all, you know, eating healthy. People can go get a coffee, then go do different things, then go shopping. And we basically cater it so you don't have to think if you don't want to. But if you want to go off and do different things, then you can do that as well. So it is a holiday, but you will leave the holiday with new friends, a better understanding of yourself. And not only that, you'll leave in probably better shape with a tan than what you did when you came.
I love it. I love it, Dale. Mate, let's wrap it up there. If someone's listening and they want to ask you a question or learn more about you, where can they reach you?
Probably the easiest is, I've got a number of different websites, but if you're on Instagram, my handle is just Dale Sidebottom. If you're on Twitter, Dale Sidebottom, or my email, my main one is dale@energetic.education. And you can reach out there. And if the retreats do sound good and you want to check it out, we've got videos from the last 3 years up on fhlretreats.com. You can go and check those out. And then obviously report back to Steve, lock in your ticket, because I know they will be selling out fast, mate. I am stoked.
Yeah. I've had a number of people message me already and they want to get early bird tickets. Yeah, it's going to
start
really quick. Mate, Dale, it's been a pleasure chatting with you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you at the retreat. It's going to be really good.
Steve, cheers, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.